kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Siguro kung nakatira ako sa bayan ninyo, matabang-mataba na ako.
Well, yes and no. There's truth to that. Pero if you cook really good Filipino food, kasi sinasabi nila, ang Pinoy food daw, sobrang matamis, sobrang oily, sobrang puro taba. Hindi totoo yon. Traditional good Filipino food, like any cuisine, is not supposed to be fatty, it's not supposed to be sweet. You know, there's many versions of Filipino cuisine, same as many versions ng Italian cuisine. May bad versions ng Italian cuisine, may good versions ng Italian cuisine. Ang natutuwa kami ngayon ni Chef Jack, marami ngayon ng mga restaurateurs and Filipino chefs are doing the Filipino food and cuisine the right way. No shortcuts. And may art. Kasi every cuisine, depende rin yun sa chef, di ba? Pag sinabi mo namang traditional Thai, not automatically masarap yan. Depende pa rin sa chef yan, depende rin sa kung sino nag-prepare niyan, kung paano ba niya pinipare yan. Using natural ingredients, the right techniques, you know, the techniques that makes it Thai or makes it Filipino, makes it Italian, maraming techniques yan. Pero ang importante ngayon, kaya nagugustuhan na ng pagkain natin, is a lot are doing it the right way.
Sa bahay, sinong nagluluto?
Pareho kami.
Pareho.
Both kami. Wala kaming tagaluto, pareho kami nagluluto. Kung sino yung less busy, siya na yung magluto.
It's interesting. Until now, we have kids in college. Nagbabaon pa rin.
Kasi
nag-record na nila yung pagkain.
Pagkain
galing bahay.
Nakakatipid. Saka nakakatipid sila. So yung allowance nila, they can buy other stuff, di ba?
Saka pwede lang sabihin
yung baon. Or maybe they sell their baon.
Or pwede lang sabihin, uy, yung baon ko.
Ay, binibenta nila.
Actually,
ginawa
ba? Nung anak ko, si Orlando, nung grade school, ginagawa niya talagang business yung baon niya. Nagtataka kami, hindi naman namin siya binibigyan ng allowance kasi bata pa eh, grade school pa eh. Sabi ko, ba't kinakabili na kung ano-ano? Saan ka na kumukuha ng pera? So, inamin niya, binibenta daw niya sa mga classmates niya yung mga iba niyang ulam. So, minsan nag-request siya ng mas maraming cookies kasi yung cookies ni Chef Jack talagang the best, di ba? So sabi niya, ma, can you make like 8?
I'm sure bibenta niya ng 5 pesos each o
Actually, hindi. Binenta niya. Ano?
100.
I think. Hindi naman. 100. I think, 100 ba?
100.
Grabe naman.
Kaya 1,000 umabot yung pera niya.
Wow.
Kaya pala kung ano-ano yung nabibili niya.
Rich classmates eh.
Oo.
Yeah.
Mabuti na lang, mayaman mga kaklase niya. Meron bang, oy, kusina ko to. Diyan ka muna, huwag mo kong pakialaman. May ganun ba kayo o saluhan?
Yes. Sa bahay hindi. Kasi, I mean, it's a home kitchen. Pero whenever we do events in different countries, may kanya-kanya kaming ano, wala kaming pakialaman, in short.
Oo.
But we, of course,
and
we so help each other.
We help out each other. Pero some takes the lead. Usually that's how it is because we don't deal with an entourage, with assistance.
We just travel by ourselves.
Kasi, you know, we've done a lot of the promotions with the government, so we don't really want them to spend so much, you know. So we just help each other, but someone takes the lead. Pag yun yung dish mo, yung bahala, you just tell me what I can
whenever we do food festivals or Filipino food promotions abroad, it's really a labor of love. Talagang literally kami lahat na nagtatrabaho. Syempre, pag medyo malaki yung event, humingi kami sa DFA ng may tutulong sa amin. Yung mga taga-hiwa, taga-himay, mga ganon. Pero literally kami lang dalawa ni Jack ang nagluluto lahat. So it's really a labor of love kasi we really want to promote Filipino cuisine. And not only that, we also want to promote Filipino chefs as well. So yung mga nakikilala naming mga restaurateurs, Filipino chefs na nakakasama namin sa abroad, or kuyari kakain kami sa restaurant nila abroad, yayain namin sila, sabihin namin. Or baka gusto nyong pag-uwi nyo sa Pilipinas, ipromote namin kayo, mag-guest chef kayo sa mga restaurants namin para makilala din kayo, not just kung saan kayo, but also sa Philippines. Kasi well-traveled na ang Pinoy eh. And syempre, palag-biyahe ang Pinoy, palag-bakasyon sila sa Australia, sa Melbourne. Alam nila, uy, may okay na Filipino restaurant dyan sa Melbourne, uy, may Filipino chefs dyan sa restaurant na yan, bisitahin natin, supportahan natin, kasi nakilala na sila. Yun. So that's part of advocacy namin. Kasi we really need more chefs doing Filipino cuisine for Filipino food to go mainstream, to be appreciated by everyone.
Ano naman yung secret? Kasi college pa lang magkasama na kayo eh. Hindi kayo nagkakainsa, nagkakasawaan.
Alam mo ba, we agree to disagree. Palagi kaming nagtatalo, ganun. But I guess they say opposites attract, di ba? Pero for me kasi, importante in any relationship, mahal mo talaga yung tao. Kasi you're willing to compromise, you're willing to swallow your pride, you're willing to change for the better. Siyempre, minsan, kung sino ka, yun na yun. But, siyempre, kung mahal mo talaga yung tao, magtatagal kayo. Kasi kung hindi, isang buwan lang hiniwalay na ako ni Chef Jack.
So finally, Chef Jack, ikaw ba, naisip mo ba nung mag-isa ka sa bahay kasi wala yung magulang mo, nagluluto ka, at ikaw naman, Chef Loud, nung pinapanood mo si Walk With Yan, naisip niyo ba na magiging...
Parang nalaman yun? Parang nalaman yun?
Research.
Wow.
Pinapanood okay. Na rin siya nung bata ako. Pero naisip niyo ba na dadating yung panahon na wow, kaming dalawa, magiging team kami at iikot kami ng mundo at papakilala namin ang Pinoy na lutuin.
You know, to be honest, when I was growing up, na bata pa, nung time nga ng na yun, hindi talaga uso yung chefs. Even, lalo sa Iloilo, nung lumalaki si Chef Jack, wala namang, there's no such thing as a chef. Ang tawag doon is cucinero.
Oo.
Nalaman lang namin na meron talagang chefs is nung medyo, ano na ako, actually, pag-graduate na ako ng high school noon, na nalaman ko, wow, pwede pala maging career ang chef. Hindi ka lang kusinero sa isang restaurant, chef ka. And doon ko nalaman na yung hilig ko pala, it's a real profession, you know? Kasi sa totoo lang, gusto mangyari sa akin nung tatay ko, maging doktor ako. My dad's a general surgeon and he's one of the top surgeons in the Philippines. Eh, hindi mo na ako kasing talino ng tatay ko.
Surgeon ka rin ha, ng pagkain.
alam mo, nakakatawa sinabi mo yan kasi sinabi ko sa tatay ko, syempre, nung gagraduate na ako ng high school, excited na yung tatay ko mag-medicine ako, di ba? Sabi ko, Dad, sorry, but to be honest, di ko yata kaya maging doktor. I cannot follow your footsteps. And then tinanong niya ako, ha? Talaga? Eh, anong balak mo gawin? Sabi ko, ayoko maghiwa ng tao, Dad. Karni na lang, pwede ba? Maging chef na lang ako. Of course. When I said that, of course, medyo nalungkot yung tatay ko. Pero when I said na I wanted to be a chef, sinabi niya, well, bata ka pa, nagluluto ka na at masarap ka magluto. Sige, we will support you. Kung ano man yung gusto mong gawin, we will support you. Ayan. I guess, ganun din siguro kay Chef Jack. Di man niya akalain na magiging celebrity chef din siya na mabibillboard.
Ikaw, Chef Jack.
Yeah, for
sige,
me,
Chef Jack.
When I was growing up, by grade 3, I would sell already cheese sticks, mga yema. I also ended up getting HE Awards. Usually, it's labeled as Future Homemaker of the Year Award.
Wow!
Because I love to cook. Not just yeah, just for myself, but I love food. I've always been adventurous. And but of course the award at that time seems embarrassing, no? Future homemaker. But eventually I was thinking I will work in the corporate field, and after that, when I've saved enough money, I can start my own business, like a catering or a coffee shop. I didn't see it as having a career as a chef, but I think the universe guides you, especially when you know you're just pure. You're not there for clout, for content. You're not there for popularity. You're just there out of passion, out of love, and about helping the industry, making people, you know, gainfully employed, promoting our cuisine, promoting our culture. I think the universe just out of the blue gives you a platform. We don't expect, I don't expect being somehow regarded as a cuisine
endorser,
diplomat. Yeah, it's also parang gastronomy diplomats na daw kami. That's how the DFA would sometimes regard us. You know, endorsers where we get billboards, we get, you know, that's something that I didn't plan. It's just the universe giving us a platform for our dreams, for our aspirations, which I think is rooted in our love for the cuisine.
Uh-oh. And even up to now, magugulat yung mga ano namin, clients namin, whenever kasi we still do events, magugulat sila pag kami mismo nandun sa event, kami mismo nagluluto, kami parang, sabi nila parang, Chef, I'm so honored na kayo mismo yung nagtatrabaho pa rin. Eh, yun yung love talaga namin eh. We're doing this not to become a celebrity. We're doing this because this is what we do, this is what we love. And naging chef sama kami ni Jack, not because of the fact na gusto nang maging popular. Gusto nang maging chef for the simple reason na iba yung feeling na yung hard work mo and napasaya mo yung tao na yon. As simple as that. I still enjoy pag mag-event kami, whether it's for 20 packs only or 2,000 packs. And then yung marinig ko na sasabihin nila, Chef, thank you so much. Ang sarap nung pinipare yung pagkain. Na-satisfy kami, natuwa kami. That is why we became chefs. And no other reason.
At sana makabalik kayo dahil balita kong haba nung pila nang di nakapasok sa event nyo.
Ah, ganun ba? Ganun ba yun? Wow.
May mahabot ang pila.
Yeah, that was pala,
isang linggo tayo, no?
Maraming salamat, Chef Lambie.
Yeah, that was really amazing.
Oh, definitely.
Thank
we would
you,
love
Melbourne.
To
you,
return. Who knows? Maybe we'll be back sooner than you think, diba? And Melbourne for me is one of the best places to promote Filipino cuisine because it's a melting pot of also of different nationalities, and also the produce in Melbourne is the best in the world.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.